parents to do us medical care.
Oh, really?
You need to go to Honolulu. Well, I mean, we know that you can use VRBO or Airbnb.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
We do have a
still kicking.
Yeah, we fly from Chicago.
We fly from here. We stayed in a lot for one day.
He says it's coming any day. I don't know what that's about.
The very first place
been threatening that for until I said it's not going to be 38 plus years. Come on.
So we like to stay there.
What am I doing? Just marking myself right?
Yes.
And so we stay there.
Don't say anything necessary.
From, you know, that's why I like it.
Okay, with an X.
All right, it looks like we have a quorum, and also it's 6:30, so we'll call the meeting to order. Are there any citizen comments from anyone? Citizen comments? All right, seeing none, the only thing that I would report to you is that we did receive the bond ratings at AAA from Standard & Poor's, which continues for the second year, and then Fitch AA Plus. And we do have the reports here, and if you'd like a copy, we'll pass those out now. And if you have any questions or discussion, this would probably be an appropriate time.
All right. This way, if you would
All right. And if anybody in the audience wants one, we certainly will give you a report perhaps after the meeting, or you just want to come up here. Are there any committee reports?
If you wanted reports from the committee members, is that what you wanted?
That would be fine.
I wanted to report to the committee that we had a report on the Unidyne contract, the food provider for at Brookside. And I just wanted to say thank you to Unidyne. They and their staff came and made a nice presentation so we understand what they're doing. And we also got some information from the administration about that. And I just appreciate the transparency and the reporting from both the vendor and from the Brookside administration, including the director, Linda Bagala. So that was very much appreciated. I did, there's more, we requested more follow-up on a few things. The laundry list of things that they're gonna provide. But the one thing that, the reason it piqued my interest was because it was a five-year extension just done recently, you know, I think at the beginning of this year. So I just wanted to explore that a little more. And we may want to examine purchasing policy because this contract was sole source. I want to learn more. Was there anything where they did any exploration for cost? But the administration is going to provide a report explaining the benefits of the sole sourcing. But I think at some point we may want, there's probably reasons to sole source some of the stuff we do, I'm sure there is, but we probably want some policy that would provide transparency on that and some approval, level of approval. And the other thing I'll say is, again, the administration was great on walking the Human Services Committee through the contract, and I would think that any contract that any committee would like to examine, the administration would be happy to provide transparency there. And then the second thing I wanted to report on was when we were at I attended the executive committee, and I heard a report from Joint Services talking about the difficulty to recruit dispatchers and other staff, but the dispatchers was really the one that was emphasized. And I had a chance to, I popped in and talked to the mayor about a few things, and I just told him that that's really important to me as one county board supervisor. It was important to that committee. And I spoke with him in the context of the city-county joint services, because they need to participate and work with us in order to be able to do what it takes in order to be able to recruit dispatchers. And I just told them very simply, my goal is that we are able to hire dispatchers for the purpose of public safety, and I want to do everything we can do that. And during my tenure as finance director, it was always hard to recruit dispatchers, not because of the wage, but because of the stress of the job. I mean, there was turnover. People would get in there and find out it just wasn't for them, because it was it's a unique type of thing. Some people, it's their cup of tea and it just works perfectly for them, and so they love it and make a career out of it. But that dynamic has changed, and it's now the recruiting issue is the financial part. So that's kind of a change. So we really, the city and county really need to work together on developing that joint services budget so that we can put the pieces in place to be able to recruit the proper number of staff and the quality of staff to keep I can't emphasize how critically important that is, that that function, that very core basic service we provide. So, and the mayor said we want the same thing too. So now, the one thing I would say through the chair to the administration is the mayor, you know, he has he attends those meetings sometimes, but he has I think his designee is the city administrator, John Morris, I think is his designee. And so I talked to him on Tuesday. They met on Wednesday. So I said, whatever it is you need, why don't you contact the county and see if at least they can queue that up to discuss the status of it at the committee. So I didn't know if that happened or not. We don't need to get into that. But I would just say, maybe reach out to the city administrator and learn what do you need, so that you have everything you need, so you can we can work together to address that issue. I mean, he talked about the contract, the allocation of the budget. He talked about how the city is going to get allocated more because their proportion of the equalized value went up. They had $1 billion drop into, I think, into the TID out value. That came from the city. I asked him, was a lot of that because you closed the TID? And he said no, but I didn't go in and audit that. But so there's a lot of moving parts there, but I'm sure we can come together and find a way to address that issue. I talked about using ARPA money to pay one-time bonuses. He said that's not something they like to do, even though that's something that could be done without creating a cliff. You know, in the future, if you give a modest increase and use the ARPA money to pay a one-time stipend, then you give yourself a fighting chance of not creating that financial cliff. But that, he just said that's not something the city wants to do. He was also concerned about compression, although I don't think that unit, it's a separate independent agency and doesn't dovetail or integrate into any of the city's pay scale. So I'm not sure where the compression issue came from. But so I just wanted to report on that, to mention that I talked to the mayor about several issues, but that was the primary one. And that concludes my report.
All right, thank you. Sure. Yes,
Aaron. Thank you, Chairman Rose. At our last judiciary and law meeting, which would have been the first Wednesday of the month, we had Angela from the accounting department and the sheriff's department come, and we asked her questions regarding the DARE funds, the DARE accounting. We do have further questions because everything did not get answered. I sent a request for some items. I have not gotten that information yet. I'm still waiting on that. And I believe the chairman of the committee, or he did put it on the agenda for next month, that we're going to have more questions that we'd like to get answered on that.
Correct.
That's all.
Yes.
The library committee met in their plan and presenting their budget in October. Basically, the sum of it.
Anyone else?
Terry.
Yes.
There may be a request from the Judiciary and Law Committee for this committee to take up potentially amending county ordinances or a resolution regarding when the county gives money to outside organizations, which is how that's done. Just
okay.
Something that in our discussions about their funds, something that's come to light.
Anyone else, Dave?
To the chair of the Judiciary Committee, if there's a desire to have a joint committee on that subject matter, I would be happy to participate in
that. Yeah, I did think of that. I don't think that the issue in question, the issue is when we vet organizations as a county before we give them money, we were told that it's a one and done forever and not on an annual basis. I think that's outside the purview of Judiciary and Law Committee. So I would hope that would be countywide whenever we get money, regardless if it's a subset of the Sheriff's Department. Would that be looked at?
Further committee reports. All right, seeing none, then we'll move along to the minutes of July 14th.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Did you get the number of copies? Yeah, those reports, incidentally, standard reports and fits. Why don't we leave those on the desk of each supervisor at the meeting next week? I think they're, or anybody, if anybody else wants them, I think we ought to widely distribute them as prepared copies.
You could ask if you can governance. I'll act on any motion.
Yes. Did you vote on the minutes, sir?
Yeah.
Good. I don't know if that report reached you.
You did.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right, let's move on then to Public Works. And who's going to present that lease? John?
So, good evening, committee members, chair, all those present. This is a resolution to approve a lease to allow Square Deals Christmas Trees and Wreaths LLC to sell, to lease the corner of 85th Street and Sheridan Road. It's the southwest corner, I believe, which the county owns. There would be a rent amount of $250. That number was reached based on taxes that were due when it was privately owned. Those taxes were a little over $100 a month, $1,444, I believe it was 2020, $1,395 the prior year, and $1,372, so you can see it's a little over $100. The term of the lease is just I believe November 1st to December 24th.
So 26th.
I'm sorry, so 26th?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little less than 2 months, basically. Of a lease term, and it is renewable 1 year. I don't know that the county will own this property much more than beyond the winter of 2023 or the end of 2023, with the plan to move the job center to the other location. But the idea was to allow continuity of the small business to keep their tree sales going for the coming year, possibly the next year. Present in the room is Jeff Raymer. His family runs the tree company. I was talking to the chair earlier. I believe the LLC was organized in 1997 by the uncle of Jeff Raymer, Jim Stanton, who's still around in Antigo, Wisconsin. And it was by Jeff's mother, I think, and another aunt that organized the LLC. So I don't know if there's any questions, but that's what the resolution is about.
Right. Discussion, Dave?
I would move approval.
Second.
From Tim, was it? All right. Further discussion? Yes, Brian.
Quick question. Do you require any bond or liability or risk insurance, anything like that?
They're insured. They provided proof of insurance, naming the county.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Seeing no discussion, was there Was there someone else?
Nope, just you. Don't forget the youth first.
Yes. All right, thank you. No other discussion? Do you want to say anything about this?
Yeah, I just want to, again, thank the committee. I went to the earlier committee meeting with the Public Works. We had it for 31 years down there on the corner. Was privately owned. The county bought it for the to make the lot, you know, to square off the lot down there. And it's been a pleasure doing it. It's a lot of work, I can tell you that, but it's something we like to do. And my aunt and uncle live up north. They grow the trees. They bring them down here. So I really appreciate you guys' time thinking and looking at it. So that's it.
The trees look good this year.
Yeah, they are very good. Mm-hmm.
Just north last weekend.
All right, seeing no further discussion, let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And Evan, you voted as well. Very good. Thank you. And this will go to the county board. Is that correct by resolution?
Yes.
All right. That will be Tuesday for your information.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on then. And the next item is our two resolutions from the sheriff, beginning one for the justice grant.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. My name is Tony Gonzalez. I'm the captain of operations for the Sheriff's Department. This is a resolution to accept $14,859 of grant funds that's offered through the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance grant program. It's an annual formula that's offered to the city of Kenosha, whereby the county of Kenosha is considered a disparate jurisdiction and can share the grant funds awarded by an agreement between the city and the county. Total funds offered to the city of Kenosha is $37,142. And this resolution recognizes that $14,859, or a 60-40 split of the funds, are to be used for law enforcement equipment. Specifically, we're looking at mobile laser speed detection devices. So this amount should afford us approximately 9 devices.
All right. Discussion?
Move approval. Second.
All right. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It passes.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to do the next one as well?
Yes.
All right.
Temporary.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Lieutenant Steve Moranis. I'm the bomb squad commander for the bomb squad in Kenosha County here. This proposal is to accept $4,500 of Homeland Security money that was designated through the state for the bomb squad. Specifically, the money is to purchase communication headsets. There is no local match, and any unused funds will be returned to the state. Any questions?
All right, discussion, anyone? Motion?
Move approval.
Tim, second. All right, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you. You
voted also. All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
We're circulating the bills as well, so if you have any questions on those, please bring them up. Bill, Bill talked to me. I don't know if
he's excused.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to the next item. Are there any human resources? Very good. Go ahead.
Good evening, Chairman
Handbook
Rose,
language.
Members of the committee, youth and governance. And might I just say congratulations on maintaining a AAA rating. This item is to address the policy change that the county board recently passed regarding division heads. Does anyone need a copy of the one passed around? So the board passed the policy change. This is simply to update the language in the employee handbook to reflect that. You'll note from the language being passed around, it simply adds 3 references into the language. I actually gave my copy out.
There.
Another copy if we need
one. Sure, thank you.
More copies if we need one.
Thank you. And this allows the language to coincide with the policy change.
There was a lot of changes made here.
It was hard. A lot of wordsmithing.
Wait till you see the invoice from legal.
Ooh, the meeting we had on
the motion to approve.
Second. Yeah.
All right, discussion here? Seeing then, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, very good. So the bills are being circulated for audit. Do you have any comments, questions? I'm not sure where they are right now. Tim, I think
Tim has them right here.
Stalled out at you. All right, we'll move on then to reports of administration. There's nothing on human resources. And general fund, Barna.
I have a general fund report. So there should be a general fund year-end forecast at your place there. So directing your attention to the bottom box, the change in projection from last month to this month is a little over $300,000 lower than it was last month, but still at a robust $24 million, well over our 25% target, and still putting us at 32% compared to our general fund expense. So the changes from last month's meeting to this month's meeting, I'll direct you to the items on the top that cause increase to the general fund. Our projected surplus for human services declined by a few hundred thousand. That surplus is still made up of the Division of Aging and Disability surpluses they have in administration and transportation, and their provider contracts coming in lower than budget, and also in the Division of Children and Family Services, where their home placements are lower than compared to budget. Our sales tax revenue surplus increased a little bit. We had another month's sales tax receipt. That was another record month for May all time, so that makes it four out of the first five months of this year that are all time record months, and one of those being an all time record for any month. So that's still going good. The other one that changed materially was the last item there in that top section, the Register of Deeds, Circuit Court, and County Clerk revenues. There was a large transfer fee received by Register of Deeds of $176,000 in relation to the sale of property that Uline purchased, of farm. So that flipped that from a projected deficit to a surplus. In the bottom section, we had a good month of favorable claim reports or weeks, and so the projection for health insurance deficit improved. And the other one that changed materially was the sheriff's operating expenditures. That flipped from a projected 250 surplus to a 250 deficit. That's comprised of three different things. The inmate pharmaceuticals are projected to be over budget. The second is gas and oil, not surprisingly, for their squads. And the third one is the transporting of inmates for extraditions. Those costs have increased dramatically. So that is also causing a projected deficit in that. But overall, still in the plus territory, and then also considering the projected TID closing proceeds from the Pleasant Prairie TID closing, we're still in very much in plus territory. And these figures, for the most part, were presented as part of the rating agency presentation, and they were pleased with our progress so far this year. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Brian.
On the Sheriff Department, thank you, Chair, operating expenditure deficit, it's $500,000 swing. That's significant.
Well, I thought of that too, but $500,000 for the sheriff's $40 million budget is like 1%. So as the year goes on, we'll get closer, so we'll get sharper numbers. But these are three areas that were trending in the deficit, and now I think it's going to be a pattern through the rest of the year. So that's why I have that more projected as a deficit.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? All right. No other thing to report on finances?
No, on the general fund report. I did, under treasurer's report, I did want to update the committee. There was a question raised last month about the checks that the city had received that had gotten lost, and whether or not that would impact any of our property tax owners who had paid their bill. As we kind of concluded in committee, it was not likely that that was going to have an effect. I have done some checking. The issue with the city was made whole by Chase Bank. They were asked to send out letters to those who had provided checks and work with them on putting a stop payment on the original check or getting a second check. However, if any of them were property tax payments, they were not backing those payments out. So for county purposes, the taxpayers had paid their taxes, and that's how it would be turned into the county as it moves forward. So that there will be no impact to us on the county side, nor to the taxpayers who paid their taxes.
So essentially what you said is Chase took accountability.
Yep.
They indemnified the city and us.
Yep.
All right, any other monthly reports?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I heard you. I couldn't find you.
Chairman, sorry. Yes, I wanted to update the committee. In the public health division, we are making a change in a position, looking to downgrade a position. When that happens, we have to notify the Finance Administration Committee. So this is a position that was a nurse practitioner role, which is an E11, pay grade E11, and they're going to downgrade it to a public health nurse supervisor clinic, which is a pay grade of E8. We do have one nurse practitioner in the public health division. We had had two. The other one left us, and we were finding it extremely difficult to recruit and hire a nurse practitioner. If you're not familiar with nurse practitioners, they are paid very well in the private sector and highly sought after. The public health division is able to replace or downgrade that position to a public health nurse supervisor for the clinic and get the responsibilities and tasks accomplished. So it's a savings in terms of salary, it's a position downgrade, and we have a duty to report that to the committee.
Don't we deal with that during the budget?
I'm sorry?
Don't we deal with that at budget time in the book?
It will be addressed in the book during budget time. So in the summaries, you'll see anything, any of the changes that we've done during the year, they capture those in the summaries.
But there is budget resolution and language that allows for a downgrade of a position.
By the administration.
Now, an upgrade that requires time.
Yes.
I see.
Okay. My recall is we have reporting required.
Correct. Right. That's what she just did.
Yep. I see. Is that because you couldn't fill the position with a nurse practitioner?
That was a major reason, yes. So we need to have the responsibilities accomplished. So we downgraded the position, and we're currently recruiting for that level role.
All right. Any other discussion on that? All right. That's
Thank
it?
Thank you.
All
yes.
right. Very good. Any other reports here from the administration? Nothing? All right. Then the next item is the closed session. And you can see the language and the purpose of this. Is there someone who would like to move to go into closed session?
Second, and to permit anyone appropriate to remain, including council, county board supervisors, youth and governance, and TAM, any other administration, and council. So.
No, I got it.
Oh.
This isn't too
impressive. Not that. All right. Could I ask, are you people on the case? I'm sorry that I don't recognize
you. Chris Rubicino is my husband.
I see.
That's
okay.
What we thought.
All right.
Still close.
That's, I guess, up to counsel on whether it's okay.
Did you want us to wait in the hall or?
Well, is your lawyer here?
He is not. No. He's out of the country
then
right
we
now.
Should. We shouldn't permit him to stay.
Would you mind waiting outside?
I don't mind.
All right. Thank you.